And we're back. Taylor Report, CIT. It was wonderful to have Aaron Mackey here because we need to be updated and correctly informed about what's going on. I want to just say a few things about the developments at the United Nations and elsewhere. There is some news, and I notice the reason we talk about it on the Taylor Report is because it isn't broadly mentioned. We've said, and many others have, that the problem with the so-called peace process or ceasefire, et cetera, is it is in the hands of one superpower. And that is leads to, inevitably, to bad results. When you find out that Blinken is flying around shuttling, as Kissinger used to say, then you know that you've been to this movie before, where the power to handle and arrange is in the hands of a superpower, which is a participant in the attack on the people of Gaza, a collaborator, ally, whatever. There's no way that this can have a good result. Now, here's the news that I read at a press conference on Friday. Chinese spokesperson was asked by Reuters. They said, we understand, actually it was Al Jazeera, we understand that the Times of Israel has reported that Hamas has asked that any agreement have guarantors, and the guarantors that they nominated are Turkey, Russia, and China. And the Chinese spokesperson said, we noted that, but they didn't comment further on whether it had happened or is happening or not. But they did say that the problem with these United Nations resolutions is, particularly the Security Council, is they're not implemented. So they're pointing towards the fact that if you want a happy result, a ceasefire, return of all prisoners, exchange of prisoners, if you want to call it that, and a political settlement, then you do need guarantors, because there's no way that the U.S., which is a party to the fight, is going to deliver on these promises if it in any way harms their ally. And so I thought that was very helpful that the Chinese said that. Because at the Security Council, they voted for the resolution, which was brought by the United States. They voted for it because they said there's nothing wrong with the language. But they have the point that it's implementation that matters. And if it's true, and we don't know that it is, but it was raised by Reuters and Al Jazeera, that the negotiators for Hamas had asked for guarantors. And I'm certainly fascinated by that word, because if there are no guarantors other than Blinken, some people leave Biden out because they don't think Biden is actually aware of what's going on around him much. But if you're going to leave it in the hands of the U.S., then it's, of course, set to fail. It's just designed to fail. I want to say also, people try to use the argument that Hamas has been declared a terrorist organization, therefore, you know, you can't have any dealings or whatever. Frankly, that's an old canard, and those raising it are forgetting something. Menachem Begin, who's the leader of the Irgun, was considered a terrorist officially and legally by the British long after the State of Israel came into being. He was subject to arrest as a terrorist. But once it was decided he was a party to the struggle and was given legitimacy by the Israeli side, they put the matter of terrorism as an issue aside. So people who've been called terrorists themselves shouldn't be thinking they can win an argument by calling somebody else a terrorist. The Americans should have a little memory of this, because their leader, George Washington, was called a traitor and a terrorist. And what had he done? He'd killed British soldiers happily. Washington, if you don't know it, was a very violent man, and his strategy often included attacking people who were completely at his mercy. He once did it on Christmas Eve at Trenton, where the Hessian soldiers of the British were all sound asleep, and Washington attacked and killed them. So the British didn't think he was a gentleman. Anyway, the point is, you have to put aside talk like that. When you have a dispute, settle the dispute. Don't waste time calling each other names. This is Taylor Report, CIUT. I want to say something further also about developments in Mexico. We mentioned to Erin Mackey while she was here. It is very important to underline that they have elected a new president who is a climate scientist, a socialist. She's the former mayor of Mexico City. Mexico is not a member of NATO, not a member, and they don't want to be a member. And now that I think of it, they weren't invited. They don't worry about whether or not they've given 2.5% of their budget to Washington, because there's no such deal. There are now regular flights between Mexico and China. The two countries do a very good business. Businessmen in Canada are not permitted to do the same because they're under the political jurisdiction of Five Eyes, and they'll be told what they can do and can't do. But Mexico, meanwhile, is developing very rapidly, too. At a press conference in Mexico, when the outgoing president, Obrador, was asked, and Canadians should hear this, a woman stood up and she said, "I am back now in Mexico, and I'm glad to be here because I was living in Canada. And matter of fact, I was living in Toronto." And she says, "You don't know how terribly Mexican workers are treated in Canada, and the government of Mexico should do something about it." Just something for Canadian ears to be told about that. So that's the main thing. I just underline again that on the matter of the peace talks, we can't have illusions about the talks unless there is participation by powers other than the U.S. and people and countries aligned with Israel. If those are the only superpowers, it's going to fail, and it'd be a tragedy for the Palestinians have suffered enough. There has to be guarantors, and even though it's only a rumor at the moment, I don't know that that's been confirmed by the participants, but it's being talked about by the Russian and Chinese representatives at the United Nations. So I think we are going to be talking shortly to Norman Richmond. We're going to start up with a little piece of music that Norman is fond of.